We're continuing to cover the latest developments following last night's attack on former President Donald Trump during a rally in Pennsylvania. It left him injured and two people, including the gunman, dead. It's been decades since a presidential candidate has been injured or killed in the United States.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate.
President Biden last night condemned the attack, calling it sick. He later spoke on the phone with Trump. Trump thanked Secret Service and law enforcement on social media shortly after the attack, and he also expressed condolences for the family of the person who was killed. The scene at the outdoor rally was stunning and frightening. It was captured live as Trump, wearing a red MAGA hat, spoke to his supporters about illegal immigration.
And look what happened to our country. Probably 20 million people. And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old.
And suddenly, mid-sentence, Trump winced, grabbed his ear, then dropped to the floor amid the sound of loud pops. Secret Service agents rushed behind the lectern to cover him. On the bleachers behind Trump, people ducked and some screamed. Moments later, agents harried Trump off the stage. He was bleeding from the top of his right ear, but had his fist raised. The FBI has taken over the investigation, which it's calling an attempted assassination. This morning, Trump posted again to Truth Social, saying it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans. He still plans to speak later this week at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Stay with us as we bring you reaction from around the country as the day continues.